Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we're going to do a whole week on parenting.
I know.
We're going to talk about different aspects of parenting, different things to think about with parenting.
This is going to be a good week.
It's going to be a fun week.
Every day. We're going to do something about parenting.
That's right.
And this would be advice for parents, babysitters, grandparents, teachers, anybody who deals with kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so not restricted to parents.
No, but it's all about, they're all going to be about kids and how we raise kids and just a few things that we need to think about with kids.
There's another reason why I'm pleased that we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on chapter 8 of our book.
Yes.
And it's all about attention.
The final...
How much attention.
Chapter of part 2.
On the chapter on attention. So it was helpful, now that I'm in the final stages of that, of those four chapters, it was helpful to read these articles because there's not only good information, they provide good information, but it's consistent with much of what's in our book.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
Good stuff.
So we know we're on the right, in the right arena.
Yeah.
As it were.
Well, we're going to start out talking about sleep. And now we wrote our article, our column for the Ledger.
Right.
That came out yesterday on Sunday, July 30th. It was all about sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about sleep.
Right.
Today.
And we're talking about sleep because we're ready, at least in the South, we're ready to begin a new school year. I've noticed that in some states, school still doesn't begin until after Labor Day.
Yeah.
I looked up a school district in New York recently, and they don't start until after Labor Day.
Right.
Our school, K-12 students, start
August
in about 2 weeks.
August 10th.
Yeah. And so we always encourage parents that as you approach the beginning of school, that you begin to get your children back on their school sleep schedule rather than their summer sleep schedule.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that article did appear in the Ledger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this is sort of a continuation of that discussion.
Absolutely. And now this is from an article that was published on psychologytoday.com, and it's entitled Optimal Sleep Times for Children and Adolescents, and it's written by Dr. Joseph Buchholz. He's the director of school psychology program at Auburn University.
Another school psychologist.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And he reviews an article or some studies that talks about sleep time and with some pretty fascinating results.
These are intriguing results because he begins the article by asking the question that all parents ask: what's the optimal amount of sleep?
Right.
While that's what everybody asks. You know, how long should how many hours a night should my kids sleep? Or how long should my kids sleep? And he introduces this notion that, well, let's step back and consider other aspects of sleep that may also be important.
Right, right. So basically this was a study done that looked at how many hours per night kids were sleeping, students were sleeping, and then the effects, primarily focusing on academics and social relationships.
Right. This is a study, I think it was done in Australia, and it's a large number.
Right.
I mean, I was surprised, like 421 or something that. And they studied 15-year-olds, and they wanted to see if there was some way to... Let's talk about dose response.
Right.
Okay, because what he says is that we need to consider other aspects of sleep in addition to how long somebody sleeps. And he said one of the ways that we should be studying sleep is the same way we study medication effects, and that is a dose response study.
Right.
Dose response is what is the optimal amount of a medication to get the most therapeutic effects, because after a certain point, too much medication creates side effects.
Right.
And he says the same thing occurs with sleep. Too little isn't enough. It's not therapeutic. too much sleep might be problematic.
Right.
Because too much sleep is associated with things like depression,
mm-hmm.
sort of. And so then he cites this study from Australia that uses a dose response model.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fascinating study.
Yeah. And so basically they found that the amount of sleep, the amount of what the sort of threshold for optimal sleep depends
right.
on what you're looking at.
That's right. When you say what is optimal,
mm-hmm.
well, it depends
right.
what area you're looking at. And that's
right.
what I love about this study.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, again, they kind of looked at academic skills
right.
as well
mm-hmm.
as relationships,
that's
social
right.
interactions.
Yeah, they looked at grade point average mm-hmm. and standardized test results. So they wanted to look at what is the optimal amount of sleep for cognitive and academic functioning?
Mm-hmm.
And they also wanted to look at what is the optimal amount of sleep for social-emotional functioning.
Right.
And they added a third about, I think, physical health.
Right.
But they didn't really report this
yeah.
study. This article doesn't report
right.
on the health effects. So they looked at two things, academic performance and social-emotional well-being.
Yeah. And so, very quickly, the results. The results suggest that if you're talking about social-emotional development, the,
right.
the way in which the student interacts and engages with other people,
mm-hmm.
the optimal sleep amount is between 8.75 and 9 hours.
Yeah,
so,
about 9 hours.
So 8 yeah. hours and 45 minutes and 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So basically about 9 hours.
About 9 hours.
If you're interested in academic optimal sleep for academic performance...
Right.
We're talking about 7 to 7.5 hours.
Right.
Almost a 2-hour difference.
Now, but they're not saying that you should sleep only 7.5 hours if you want to do better
right.
in school.
That's the key.
You're right. And that's what you have to be careful of with this study.
Right. Because there are a few limitations to this study
right.
that if you're not careful, and this is the beauty of research. And when I teach research methods to students, I emphasize pretty strongly the importance of critical thinking and
right.
really evaluating the research. Because just because an expert says this is how much sleep you should get doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean that it's 100% accurate all the time.
Right, right.
And so one of the major limitations here is that they looked at GPA and they looked at academic performance and then they
right.
looked at how much those students slept.
Yeah. The students with the higher
right.
academic performance slept less.
Right.
Okay.
No, but that doesn't mean that because they slept less, they had higher scores.
Exactly.
It's not a causal relationship, it's correlational.
Right.
And we all know, well, most of us know, or could certainly appreciate, the fact that students who are really high achieving, students who are up late studying because they
That's
have
right.
really challenging classes and things like that, are probably getting less sleep, but they're in harder classes and they're
more
earning
homework.
Good grades and
mm-hmm.
they have more homework and all those kinds
right.
of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think of students here in our
right.
area here, we have a IB school,
mm-hmm.
International Baccalaureate School, that's ranked in the top 3 or 4 in the country
mm-hmm.
as it relates to schools. Now, that certainly doesn't necessarily reflect all of the other schools in our area,
right.
but this one particular program is ranked pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
But those students, and we've seen many of those students, all they do is study.
That's right.
You know, they get out of school, and
mm-hmm.
they go to the coffee shop, and they study
right.
with their friends, and then they go home, and they study some more.
Yeah.
And so they're up until 10, 11,
mm-hmm.
sometimes even 12 o'clock at night
right.
studying.
Right.
But then they're at school again the next day at 7 o'clock.
That's
and
right.
so they're not sleeping much, but they're receiving good grades.
That's right. That's right. Their academic achievement scores are higher,
right.
but they're sleeping less. So you have this subset of students who are high academic achievers who are probably sacrificing some amount of sleep
mm-hmm.
in order to get all the work finished.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's think about that as it relates to the other
That's
data
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those students who are really academically focused
Right.
are probably not spending a whole lot of time in social
right.
engagements.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to parties. They're not interacting.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to the football games
That's
and those
true.
Kinds of things. They're going home to study.
Right.
And so they're staying up and studying while the people who perhaps are more interested in the social aspect
mm-hmm.
are interacting with their friends and then they go home and sleep and then they get up the next day. Because they're not necessarily, you know, these are sort of assumptions or
right.
sort of
mm-hmm.
extrapolations that you can make from this data. But they're not necessarily going home and spending hours and hours studying like the really high achieving students
That's right.
are.
That's so. Right. So you so what he's saying is you probably sacrifice some social emotional well being for these grades.
Right.
Okay. So just know that you're making that trade off.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's what's important. But I thought it was a fascinating study. I love the dose response model.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful way to study this question. And it's also informative that 15-year-olds, and I think we're talking about more than just 15-year-olds.
Right.
I think we're talking about kids younger and older than 15. Mm-hmm. But that's a nice middle. That's a nice median.
Right.
And so 15-year-olds need about 9 hours of sleep to function optimally.
Right. Yeah.
So...
I mean, we're talking about ninth or tenth graders.
That's right. Yeah. Talking about high school kids.
Yeah.
Late, middle, and high school kids. And so be careful of your adolescent. There's going to be some, there could be some trade-off by sleeping less.
Right. And again, this is aggregate data. So there are students who got a lot more and had high academic scores, and there are students who got a lot less and had high social-emotional scores.
Right.
So it's not, you don't want to, you know, be so rigid in thinking, okay, my kid has to have, you know, this number of hours of sleep, unless that's what your child needs.
That's right.
You've got to know your child.
Right. And there's one other thing about that they mention, they don't emphasize it, but they sort of mention it at the end, and that's the variability of sleep. And I think that that's another thing that we should caution our children about is that it's really not a good thing to sleep 5 hours one night, 8 hours the next night, 3 hours the next night, 7 hours the next. Try to keep it at 8 or 9 hours a night, because variability, the length of time you sleep each night, could also have an impact on these measures.
And that includes the weekends, guys.
Right, that's
right. Includes the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of major shifts in sleep habits and everything over the weekend always bothers me.
Right.
You know,
that's
the idea that, you know, you have to be in bed at 8 o'clock on a school night, but on the weekends you can stay up as late as you want.
Or stay up until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and then sleep all day. And that throws off your circadian rhythms. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be careful about those things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Yeah. That's very good. I'm glad we ran into this one.
And I hope you all get a good night's sleep tonight.
So. I'm going to. I need to catch up tonight. We're working tomorrow, aren't we?
Of course. All right. So that's it for today.
That was good.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.